The dust from New York City's mayoral primary has begun to settle. We know who's going to be on the ballot to replace Mayor Michael Bloomberg. But no matter who wins in November, there will be cheering in Brooklyn because the Republican nominee, Joe Lotta, and the Democratic candidate, Bill de Blasio, both live in the borough, so it's all but certain that New York will have a mayor from Brooklyn for the first time since the 1970s. Many New Yorkers apparently hope that will also lead to a shift in the city's priorities, as NPR's Joel Rose reports.
This week, the center of New York's political universe was downtown Brooklyn. On Thursday, Republican candidate Joe Lotta shook hands with voters pouring out of the subway a few blocks from his home in Brooklyn Heights.
When I first moved here 25 years ago, no one wanted to come visit me in Brooklyn. Now they all live here as well. It's really symbolic. It's emblematic of how Brooklyn is in ascendancy.
The former city transit chief was born in the Bronx and lived most of his adult life in Brooklyn. Lotta says that definitely affects how he would govern.
It'll have a big difference. You got to listen to the people in the boroughs. That's where most of the people are.
Lotta isn't the only candidate playing up his outer borough credentials. Democrat Bill de Blasio was in downtown Brooklyn yesterday to accept the endorsement of another prominent Brooklyn Democrat, U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer.
Good morning, everybody. It's great to be here in Brooklyn.
Schumer and de Blasio stood on the steps of Brooklyn's Borough Hall in front of a diverse crowd of supporters, including Black, white, Latino, and Asian leaders from across the city.
This is why we are winning this campaign, because we have every type of New Yorker working hard every day to bring about the changes we need.
De Blasio, the city's public advocate, did well across New York in the primary election, but he dominated Brooklyn, winning in virtually all of the borough's neighborhoods and demographic groups. Brooklyn is the city's biggest borough with 2.5 million people. Still, it has traditionally lagged behind Manhattan when it comes to power and prestige. But that's changing, says Carlo Shizura, president of the Brooklyn Chamber of Commerce.
For a decade, we've been talking about how cool Brooklyn has become. The artists live here. The writers live here. It was just a matter of time that the political landscape was going to shift here as well. And it has.
The city's politics have definitely changed since the last time a Brooklyn resident was elected mayor, when Abe Beame won back in 1973. The neighborhoods along the East River facing Manhattan have boomed in the last 20 years. But in other parts of the borough, unemployment and crime are still high, and many New Yorkers feel left out of the city's recent prosperity. Douglas Muzio teaches public affairs at Baruch College.
One of the things that resonated in the de Blasio campaign is that there's inequality, and the inequality is growing. And that what we need to do as policymakers is refocus on not Manhattan, not the elites, not big business.
Two polls this week show Democrat Bill de Blasio with a commanding 40-point lead over Republican Joe Lotta. A lot of de Blasio's success may be connected to fatigue with the third term of Mayor Michael Bloomberg, a Republican turned independent. Brenda Haggard of Fort Greene, Brooklyn, says the Bloomberg administration puts Manhattan ahead of the other boroughs.
Do you think he paid enough attention to Brooklyn or not?
Absolutely not. He did not. He didn't pay no attention to Brooklyn at all, if the truth be told. And he can't get out of office soon enough for me.
Whoever wins, Carrie Ann McNish of Crown Heights hopes the next mayor will be more focused on Brooklyn's concerns.
They're from here, so they know, like, the area and what problems we face. Definitely, like, the gun violence. In education, our school system, it's like, it's failing our children.
Of course, those are complex problems for any mayor to solve. But Brooklyn residents hope one of their own will find answers that have eluded his predecessors. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.